One year, we had wild grapes. All over there were wild grapes, and my dad said we should do something with those wild grapes. And so we had, folks never mentioned this, but they had bottles left over from Prohibition. Everybody had bottles, beer bottles. And so they chucked a bunch of these grapes into these beer bottles. We had a capper, so we capped all these bottles, and now they're all in the basement. And all of a sudden, in one night, there was an explosion in the house. Kaboom! Oh my gosh! Everybody woke up. We ran downstairs, thought, well, we didn't know what to think. And Pa said, I bet one of those bottles blew open. And he went downstairs and he brought up a bottle very carefully. My dad opened the bottle and right up against the ceiling, grapes began falling back down again, partially fermented grapes. And my mother she couldn't believe it. She said, Herman, it's raining. It's not raining. It's the grapes that are dripping off the ceiling. That was one of our failed attempts at canning. But it provided a moment, and we always needed a moment of something that was different, because life during the Depression was bloody boring if you were a kid. And this provided a story that made the rounds of the neighborhood, the Apses with their exploding bottles.
Funding for Jerry Apps Food and Memories is provided by the Wooden Nickel Fund, Greg and Carol Griffin, the ACV and Mary Elston family, Elizabeth Olson, the Eleanor and Thomas Wildrick family, Stanley J. Cottrell Fund, Focus Fund for Wisconsin Programs, and Friends of PBS Wisconsin.